A county in Northeast Ohio made this dramatic swing in 2016. Ashtabula County voted big for President Trump. Previously, it voted big for President Obama and many Democrats before him. The flip is one reason Trump won a battleground state. So what happens in 2020? Well, in this old industrial part of the Rust Belt, new leaders hope a younger generation takes charge. Steve spoke with voters, one of whom we should say used some colorful language about the president. This story begins in the main population center, Ashtabula City, which touches one of the Great Lakes.
This city, Ashtabula, is here because of Lake Erie, the blue water just on the other side of these rainbow umbrellas here on a city beach. Once upon a time, a lot of trade came through Ashtabula from across the Great Lakes. A lot of that trade has dried up, but now people come here to spend time by the shore.
Ships once carried coal out of Ashtabula's harbor. It was bound across the lake to Canada. As the coal industry fades, boats more often carry recreational fishermen.
Lakeshore Bait and Tackle, may I help you?
Cindy Offenberg works in a shop by an Ashtabula boat ramp, which is busy. She says the pandemic gives people extra time to drive here with boats on trailers.
People seem to be happier this year. And I don't know if it's because they're getting the unemployment and the other money that's coming in, but the average person that's coming through now actually has a better attitude.
When we interview voters, we ask open-ended questions like, what concerns do you have? What came to Offenberg's mind were the pandemic and also protests over the police killing of George Floyd.
You standing and saying that Black Lives Matter doesn't change anything just because you're stating that fact. You know, and people who have come to me and said, Black Lives Matter, yeah. So you're saying mine doesn't?
Black Lives Matter activists say their slogan means no such thing, but that's what Offenberg hears. She has also followed the effort to take down Confederate monuments and disapproves. Like about 57% of voters in this county, she backed President Trump in 2016, which is not the way this county used to vote. Open the door of an old brick building downtown, and you glimpse a place in transition. A long, narrow store that once supplied departing ships is now the Harbor Perk Coffee Shop, which grinds beans for arriving tourists. A number of local women regularly meet around a table here.
Well, this gathering has been taking place for over 10 years.
Christine Seifert is wearing a red shirt with the logo of Ashtabula's annual Wine and Walleye Festival.
We've enjoyed the growth that has occurred down here on Bridge Street. Kind of had a nice resurgence of tourism.
Although as a member of the school board, Seifert knows many Ashtabula kids come from poor families.
We are a struggling community for sure. Struggling for basics, struggling for housing, struggling for food.
She says she is a John F. Kennedy Democrat, devoted to the party since JFK's time, a phrase that could have described this county's politics for decades.
What changed?
Well, I think industry left the area. Huge depression hit this area.
As the coal business declined, so did unions that backed Democrats. Seifert feels the local party took voters for granted. And then Donald Trump campaigned in Ashtabula County in October 2016.
I'll tell you what, I love the people of Ohio.
He captured this county and this state, which is older and whiter than the country as a whole. Seifert soon felt a change.
In the way that people treat each other, the things that they say out loud, that they perhaps were always thinking, maybe it's good to know where people stand.
And the six women at the Harbor Perk try not to talk about politics because they're divided. Republicans appeal to Donna Rulo, a retired nurse, who says she was a John F. Kennedy Democrat until 2016.
Whenever Trump talked about getting rid of some of the alligators in the swamp, that's what sold me.
Did you vote for Obama?
I did, and I did like him both times.
Now she's embraced President Trump's exaggerated claims about Democratic plans to fight climate change.
Trump, he's such a jackass most of the time. I can see why people don't like him, but don't like him doesn't mean he can't do the job.
Now, people who follow political news have heard this kind of polarized debate before. But Christine Seifert, the Democratic school board member, senses something new.
I see a lot of young people becoming involved in politics here and nationwide. I think that's a great thing. I think we still have to have some respect for our elders, which would be me, but that's okay. I admire them for stepping into the fray.
Down the street from Harbor Perk is a symbol of Ashtabula's industrial past. It's a drawbridge. The steel frame holds a giant concrete counterweight, which goes down as the bridge goes up. Beside that bridge, we met the new chairman of the County Democratic Party. Eli Khalil is 23 years old.
Cultivating that next generation of leadership is very important.
Important because Democrats need a counterweight to this county's Republican majority.
In taking just a sheer guess here, I think there's that maybe 1%, and probably even smaller than that, that voted for Trump who won't vote for him this upcoming election. So yeah, we need to find a different demographic of voters who, you know, maybe they're not always enthused. Maybe they don't get to the polls all the time. You know, we need to figure out how we get them to the polls because we think that's where our base is going to be.
Who are you aiming at?
Well, we ran a search yesterday of the 18 to 25 year olds here in the county.
He found about 15,000 young people, hardly any of whom voted in Ohio's pandemic disrupted primary. To find them, you'd have to look elsewhere, like Ashtabula's recent rally against police violence. Wisdom Davis organized that. She is also 23 and says George Floyd's death resonated in Ashtabula's black community, where police shot a young man 3 years ago.
His house had gotten broken into and he had called the police, and somehow there was, you know, just miscommunication and he ended up being shot and he's now paralyzed.
Even with that personal experience, Davis hesitated to join this summer's nationwide protests.
When I knew they were starting, I told people, I said, you know, these protests, I feel like are going to go really bad. You know, it's going to turn into something that shouldn't.
She waited 2 weeks to be sure that her protest would stay calm. And her patience paid off. Local businesses supported the peaceful gathering and even gave employees time off to attend.
We had a DJ who played music, just put everybody in a good mood, and we had several speakers. And then we just had like food and just drink, like try to make it feel more like a family dynamic cookout. But then also we had like the voters registration table.
What was the importance of having that voter registration table and having speakers talk about voting at this protest about racial injustice?
Because a lot of people just want change so much, but then they're like, they just want it, but they don't know how to take the steps.
Davis voted in 2016, her first presidential election, though she says she favored a third party candidate.
Did Hillary Clinton not appeal to you?
No. I just wasn't into her.
What did you think of Donald Trump at that time?
Yeah, no.
So far, she has no strong view of Joe Biden, though local Democrats hope he is a better fit for Northeast Ohio. Ashtabula County resembles much of Biden's native Pennsylvania, old blue-collar cities surrounded by conservative countryside.
We've only driven about 10 miles, but it's like we're in a different world. We were in industrial America in downtown Ashtabula, and now we're driving into this little rural hamlet past wood frame houses and farms and cemeteries.
Turn left onto East Jefferson Street, then your destination will be on the right.
The destination is a historic site connected to the Republican Party.
It's a tiny white wood frame building in the town of Jefferson, which is the place we met David Thomas, the Republican County Auditor.
So this is the Giddings Law Office. So Joshua Giddings, born and raised here in Jefferson, he was actually one of the founders of the Republican Party. Huge abolitionist that kind of led the way here in our county and then the nation too.
Uh-huh. Do you learn about him in school if you go to school around here?
They do now.
Ashtabula County promotes itself as a historic stop on the Underground Railroad. Enslaved people passed through while escaping to Canada. In recent generations, the Republican Party faded in this county, but now it's surging thanks to new local officials like Thomas, who is 27.
We've got about 10 elected officials in the county who are 35 and under. Just in the past 10 years or so, a whole new wave of leaders coming up in the county, starting with our current county commissioner who was a state rep. He was elected at 22 as well.
The new generation of Republicans relies on an overwhelming vote from little towns like this one.
Prior to 2016, essentially the votes were in the cities, where our population centers were. You had to win them in order to win the county. Myself, as an example, I lost all three of our cities, but one outside of the cities, in some of the suburban areas, but mainly in some of our rural areas too, that have grown not only in population, but also just in voter participation.
What you're saying is the president's base is fired up. There are extra votes coming out of rural areas, and that overwhelmed the urban voter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're seeing, at least in our county, you know, the voters are excited and they're motivated.
Motivated, he says, to keep government out of their lives. Of course, the president is also polarizing. A younger, more diverse generation can be turned off by his open appeals to race.
So I don't know if we can really see inside. I don't know if I could call him a racist based on his own personal beliefs.
I mean, I can quote Paul Ryan, who said that he said racist things. There's no doubt that he's used racist language, whatever's in his heart.
Right. We can disagree with a lot of some of the things that national people say.
After going door-to-door with other candidates, David Thomas expects the president to hold on to his voters in this county.
Still the support there, still the enthusiasm. Yeah, all the promises been kept? Absolutely not. Unfortunately, folks don't seem to expect that anymore.
He expects a harder fight than in 2016. Ashtabula County, Ohio, has many layers of its past. This fall, a new generation of its citizens decides the next step forward.